a group of secondee. We'll introduce you. The robots.
Hello everyone on Delta FM 90.2, the radio of LP2I. Today, our topic is robots with Axel, Yanis and Axel. We talked about the jukebox, then about drones. But now, Axel and Yanis will introduce the theme.
So, hello Axel, what's up?
Hi Yanis, we will talk about robots today.
Cool. What can you say to us about it?
Do you know we can find robotics everywhere, like in music, medical purpose, space exploration, and new music. They are used to help and to replace humans for hard and dangerous work.
Oh, great. And have you already used robots?
I only used drones in my garden some years ago, so I'm not an expert in this field. It was a private and fun use during my spare time.
And what are the latest updates?
Currently, there are lots of projects about delivery drones. They can deliver pizza or Amazon parcels.
Now, we talked about the jukebox. I have a question. What is a jukebox?
Jukeboxes were used in restaurants, in bars. To use this machine, you need to put a coin in the machine and select a music.
Who built it? When is it built?
The jukebox was built in the 30s by Joseph Buzos, and this creator is French.
Oh, it's really interesting. And how was it built?
It's really simple. There is a button selector system with an arm. It which must be really accurate, and there is amplifying order to play the music loud and out.
Can we find this on restaurants or bars?
No, not really. In France, the radio replaced the jukebox, but in America, we can find some in bars. And I have been recently told that there on one working in the pub in Parthenay.
Okay, thanks for this interview about jukebox. Now, we talked about drones with Axel and Yanis.
So, Yanis, can you present a specific drone?
Yes, I will present Amazon Prime Air.
When were drones invented?
Drones were invented after the First World War. It began by a prototype of fly without pilots.
What can you say about that?
Amazon Prime Air is a means of delivery set up by Amazon around 2015. At the beginning, the drones were built to deliver Amazon packages last is possible.
What is the idea?
The concept is the drone takes a package and delivers it in the garden of the customer. The drone leaves when the shopper confirms his order.
What are the characteristics of the drone?
The drone has 9 propellers. One is horizontal to take care of the package. It must be less than 25 kilograms and it can fly even 120 meters height.
What can the Amazon drone do?
The drone can fly with package that must be less than 2.2 kilograms.
Have you got further information?
Amazon Prime promises to deliver packages in 20 minutes and the drone is smart. It flies to the home of customer without pilots and it can avoid obstacles.
There aren't any risks, are there?
Yes, it can be dangerous, for example, for people who walk in the street and bump in a drone. However, I think that's useful and great for the future because the technologies are developing and improving daily life.
Thanks, Yanis and Axel. And now we need your opinion. What do you think about robots in the future? Are drones a big advancement in our century?
It's important to understand that now robots can fly without human pilot, so that evolves rules and regulation. It can become a problem for the aviation sector. Excessively, people use drones to spy their neighbor, which is forbidden.
But is there a positive point?
But it's there a positive side too, like the possibility to take amazing picture from the sky. One can take picture from a higher point of view. It's good for the firm that went to develop delivery service.
And now, what do you think about robots in the future? Thanks Axel, Yanis, Axel and Victor, and thanks everybody for listening to this emission, and talk to you later on Delta FM 90.2.
It was a group of second D on Delta FM 90.2.